This is the brief on state-level AI regulation and enforcement. State lawmakers and attorneys general are moving incredibly fast to reel in AI, setting up a chaotic map of new rules and massive lawsuits that tech builders absolutely have to navigate. So let's dive into what this means for us. First, the legislative split. Colorado literally just repealed its own landmark AI Act, ditching a strict risk-based framework for a lighter disclosure model. Meanwhile, Connecticut is moving the exact opposite way, passing a massive 67-page omnibus bill that puts a strict duty of care right into statute and lets everyday users sue over chatbot harms. Talk about major compliance whiplash. I mean, if the states can't agree on the rules, how on earth are developers supposed to build? Second, aggressive state-led litigation. You see, states aren't waiting around for new laws. Pennsylvania's Board of Medicine is pushing for an injunction against Character Technologies because a chatbot claimed to be a licensed psychiatrist. If they win, that novel legal theory is instantly portable to literally every state medical board in the country. And over in New Mexico, a massive public nuisance trial against Meta is wrapping up, with the state demanding an astronomical $3.7 billion for school media literacy and age verification. Finally, we're seeing targeted bipartisan action on high-risk niches. While broad AI laws cause friction, South Carolina's Senate just voted 44-0 to strictly regulate AI in therapy sessions with HIPAA-style consent. A unanimous vote like that in a southern state is a massive signal. Plus, out west, California is rushing a package of 9 different chatbot bills to meet a floor vote deadline in just 8 days. So, whether it's through sweeping omnibus bills, hyper-targeted therapy regulations, or multi-billion-dollar public nuisance lawsuits, the states are literally writing the AI rulebook in real time.